If you looked in your wallet right this very second, what would you find? Will you have a selection of credit cards? Do you have your FPOS card? What about cash? A few notes, a few coins. We're supposed to be on the brink of a cashless society. No more notes or heavy coins stretching your pockets or filling up the purse. But what if I told you that figures from the latest annual report of the Reserve Bank show the Australian love affair with cash is actually growing? David Richardson is a senior research fellow at a think tank called the Australia Institute, and he's just written a report into our cashless society. Hello, David.
Good morning.
David, if cash is so popular, is it needed to run what's known as the black economy?
Well, there are pointers in that direction. You ask people about what they're holding in their wallets now, and I bet, like me, almost nobody has a $100 bill. But according to the figures, there are a bit over 10 $100 bills for every person in Australia.
Really?
That's right.
Where are they?
Well, that's a very, very good question. There's indicators, you know, if you look at the pattern of holding of notes, they bounce up at Christmas time, as you'd expect, for all the other denominations, but not the hundreds. They're steady. There's a lot of them out there, and they're pretty constant, growing gradually, of course, but they don't fluctuate with, you know, the needs to buy things. So that's a very interesting phenomena. And, you know, you can't help thinking, well, a lot of this must be for not only the cashless, the black market stuff, but also criminal things. You know, the informal economy generally uses cash. The builder that comes to do small jobs in the backyard or whatever. But then there's all the illegal stuff too, drugs, things like that.
Is that industry big enough to influence the way the Reserve Bank prints money?
Well, we don't know.
That's I guess it's a very hard question to answer, isn't it? If you know, if you're a drug dealer, give me a call. Dub yourself in and let us know.
Well, that's right. It'd be very, very interesting to know how they keep their funds. It's hard for those sorts of groups to, you know, go through the banking system because that's so easily traceable.
Who else, if it's not just the undesirables in our community, who else is keeping the $150 notes present or keeping them up?
Well, it's probably people that deal a lot in the informal economy. The building trades, for example, tend to, you know, do a lot of things by cash. So they're going to need to hold balances, you know, to pay for this and that and whatever. You know, apart from maybe there's a few people that stash the stuff in their mattresses or whatever, but almost everybody has some sort of bank account these days, and it's so easy to use your plastic, you know, even for small small amounts these days. You just wave the card over the little machine in the shop, and boom.
What did, more broadly, the Reserve Bank did an annual report, and what did they say in terms of the trend now as compared to how it has been with 50s and 100s?
Well, they've got figures going back quite a number of years, about a decade, and the 100s have almost doubled, but it looks like, you know, the others have gone up around 60-70%. There seems to be more use of the $100 notes. They've gone up 8% in just the last year.
That's amazing. If you've got a $100 note, give me a call, 1300-222-612. If you're a person who's getting around with big notes And you have a reason for that. I'd love to hear why. 1300 222 612. And if you know why we're not managing to become a cashless society as we thought we were, I would I'd love to hear from you. Do you travel ever with large denominational bills in your wallet, David?
No, I try and avoid that. My credit card or debit card seems to work everywhere in the world. Vietnam, Sri Lanka, all sorts of places. So, yeah, there's no need anymore.
Presumably the Reserve Bank has to pay someone to make all these notes. Is it costing us to use cash money?
Well, sort of, but what happens is these are a liability of the Reserve Bank, and against that they purchase assets on which they earn an income, and that's the bulk of their annual profit. So, yes, they have some printing costs, but it's the order of about $2 million worth of currency needs to be replaced every year, I think, something of that order, and so it doesn't cost that much in the grand scheme of things.
That sounds very high. Are we putting it through the washing machine? How are we managing to destroy that much cash?
Yeah. Well, the present banknotes, you know, they're pretty sturdy. They're pretty tough. But if you do put a crease in them, then it's almost impossible to get it out again. I know when I stick them in my wallet, that sort of creases everything. And, you know, anything that's there a length of time, it's impossible to straighten it out again. So, I mean, they do have that sort of problem, but I think it was much worse with the old paper notes.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been in a financial position where I've been not keen to have a $10 bill in my wallet because it's, it won't fold properly. But the Australian economy is not officially in recession, so there's always increases in circulation of cash when the economy is fine.
Yep.
and it decreases when it's not doing well. Are we following the usual pattern?
Yeah, if you look at the graph, it does dip a little bit when we went through just after the global financial crisis. But generally, you know, it's been a fairly strong upward trend, and you know, as we've said, the $100 ones are very curious.
How do we differ to other countries in terms of our desire for cash?
I haven't looked at that, but it's true across the world. You know, there's increasing tendencies to use plastic, and even in Australia, it's interesting that there's still $25 million worth of $100 notes still out there. The use of cash is less than it used to be. For example, going back a couple of decades, for every dollar you had in cash, you probably had $2 in a current account, you know, something that you could withdraw at call. Whereas now, the figures show that for every dollar in cash you've got, you've probably got $4 in one of those bank accounts, a debit account or a transaction account, those sorts of things. So there has been a trend away from cash in Australia, despite the strong growth in the $100 bills.
David Richardson is a senior research fellow from the Australia Institute. Much to think about there, David. Thank you.
My pleasure.